Welcome to Labs 3 and 4 in this much grander pop quiz, going from question 43 all the way to 84. So here we go. Number 1, which daf do we have? Lo sochu al avadam, one should not eat before davening shachris. That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 44, what do we learn about what one should do regarding interruptions during Hallel? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number 45, where do we learn that the husks of a caper bush are not a shomer of the pri? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 46. Where do the sugya of tzaddik v'ra'lo, why the righteous suffer? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 47. Where do we learn about the importance of washing before davening? That's on daf Tezvav. Number 48. Where do we have the sources of the two brachas that are midrashim that come from the Torah? Birchas Hamazon and Birchas Torah. That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number 49. Where do we learn that divrei Torah not makabel tuma? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 50. Where do we learn why earlier generations were zochet to nisim, to miracles? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 51. Where do we learn about the importance of marich echad in Shema? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 52. Where do we learn atif tach pela satan? That's on daf Yud Tes. Great. Number 53. Where do we have the machlokas whether one needs to hear himself say Shema? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 54. Where do we learn that one can say Kriya Shema if Tzoa is in front of, as far as the eye can see? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number 55. Where do we learn why wine gets a unique bracha of a brei pir agafen? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 56, where do you learn that tefillah is considered a toeva if one needed to go to the bathroom and would not have been able to wait 72 minutes? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Great. Number 57, where do we have the machlokes whether Shema is a deraisa or a derabanan? That's on daf Chaf Alav. Good. Number 58, where do you learn about Birchas Torah that one says all the nuschos of the brachas? And this is actually a repeat question we had before. That's on daf Yid Alav. Good. Number 59, where do we have the machlokes regarding when is the latest time to daven mincha, before plug, after plug? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Great. Number 60, where do we learn about the times to daven Kriya Shema at night? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number 61, where do we have the sugya of Loleg L'Rush, mocking the dead by going to a cemetery where it sits, or donning tefillin? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 62, where do we learn the machos regarding what is the source of the three tefillas? Were the Avos Tiknum or Keneged Tamidin Tiknum? That's on daf Chavav. Now finishing up the third lap, question number 63. Where do we learn that one should face towards Yerushalayim, the base of Mikdash, Kodesh Kodashim? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Beginning the fourth lap, number 64. We have the question whether the dead are aware of life here in Olam Hazeh. That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 65. Where do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a Sholosh Matanos Tovos, three good gifts, but they are acquired through Yisurin? That's on daf. Hey, good. Number 66. Where do we learn that one that says Ashrei three times will have a place in Olam Haba? That's on daf Dalet. Good. Number 67. Where do we learn that Rabban Gamliel was deposed as the Nasi? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 68. Where do we have the Malkokas regarding what one does regarding an early morning davening before sunrise? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 69. Where do we have the tefillas of Avinenua, tefillas Aderach, tefillah Katsar B'Makam Sakana? That's on daf Chav Tes. Good. Number 70. Where do we have the breaking the glass at joyous occasions, which became the source of breaking the glass at a chuppah? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 71. Where do we learn in the Chutzvarts we say, or we conclude the Bracha Me'in Shalosh Al HaPeros, where in Eretz Yisrael it's Al Perosea? That's on daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 72. Where do we learn that one should praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu before making requests in Tefillah? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 73. Where do we learn about the authorship of Birchas Hamazon and the various brachas written by Moshe, Yeshua, David Melech, Shlomo Melech? That's on daf Mem Ches. Good. Number 74. Where do we learn that based on how one recites the Zimun, one can discern whether one is a Talmud Chacham or a boor, an ignoramus? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number 75. Where do the question whether two people can make up a zimun? That's on daf Mem Hey. Good. Number 76. Where do we learn all the different and proper ways that one can say Amen, Amen Ketufa, Chatufa, Yesoma? That's on Daf. Mem Zayin. Great. Number 77, where do we address the question of which foods require bracha during a su'uda? That's on Daf. Mem Olav. Good. 78, where do we learn what one does if they forgot to make a bracha and they have the food in their mouth? That's on Daf. Nun. Good. Number 79, where do we have the question whether it's hamotzi or motzi in the text of the bracha? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches. Good. Number 80, where do we learn when one can make a bracha on behalf of a group? That's on Daf. Mem Beis. Good. Number 81, where do we learn that there are times when one can speak after making a motzi before eating the bread? That's on Daf. Mem. Good. Number 82, where do we learn the bracha on orez, on rice? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 83, where do we learn about inappropriate behaviors during tefillah, spitting or belching? That's on Daf. Chavdalet. And finally, finishing up lap number 4, question 84, where do we learn about the concept of tashlumim in tefillah, making up a missed tefillah? That's on Daf. Chavav. Great. We've now concluded 4 laps in this much grander pop quiz. In the next session, we'll get to laps 5 and 6.